from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether it was your first offense, second offense, third offense, it didn't matter. The way Kirby has handled situations at Georgia, and now they are officially practicing, everybody was kind of waiting until this happened. And that is Georgia wide receiver Ra-Ra Thomas, who was arrested last week on multiple felony, or should I say family violence charges, has been dismissed from the team. Now, this may be simple for you to say, well, of course he has. But Mike, we haven't seen a lot of this. We haven't seen Kirby react this way. Under these circumstances, obviously he did the right thing. They suspended him indefinitely, and now they come back as practice gets started, and Kirby said in a statement he's no longer part of the football team. So as we start today, and look, Georgia is practicing right now for another national championship. They have an opportunity to make a run. They have a chance to get back to the national championship. Obviously, we feel like they're going to make the playoff with the 12 teams now that get in. But you don't need any distractions, Mike, and you certainly don't need anything taking away from that effort.
Nope. And I know that Kirby, of course, would say that they channel out all that noise. It's just something the media will talk about. I mean, look, they've been dealing with this stuff with the guys going, you know, like Speed Racer now for like three seasons. So it's not going to change, and it is what it is. But, you know, and as we talked about the graduation rate and stuff, like, I'm not trying to resurrect Jan Camp and all that crap, guys. I mean, I'm just saying, here's what people are saying about it. But Georgia fans don't care, because anytime you're on top, people start to chop you down. That's American sports. You know, Georgia's been trying to get up there for decades, and once you get up there, they're going to take a shot at every. Now, again, I don't know how it goes at other schools. If you get under the fingernails of some of the other elite programs, would it be the same? Do cops look the other way in other cities and other towns? I think they do to a degree.
I do, too.
It's not an excuse, but it is the truth. But you're right. Now it's time to practice, because literally now we're 4 weeks away from opening against Clemson for Georgia, 23 days away from Georgia Tech taking on Florida State in Dublin.
Yeah, and, you know, for the Dogs, again, I think it was important, the timing of this. Kirby didn't wait until the season started or Mike SEC play started. He needed to do something. And look, many of you said he needed to do something last week when this whole thing happened.
Right.
I was one of them, but he didn't. He waited and he said, look, well, you know, again, suspend him indefinitely. There was a lot going on behind the scenes, but at the end of the day, you know, this is what Georgia needed to do. Mm-hmm. And so for that, for everybody that's been riding Kirby and everybody that's been on this team and certainly this university for doing the right thing, they just did. And what we hope for Ra-Ra Thomas, Mike, is he gets his life straight and the kid gets an opportunity to maybe go play somewhere else. He's going to have to go down if he wants to play somewhere else. He won't be in the portal playing in the SEC. But the fact is, I wish this kid nothing but the best. You want to see young men succeed and be productive in life. That's what I'm hoping for him.
Right.
But for Georgia fans, you can say, okay, you know what? I believe in our coach. When things like this happen, moving forward, we're going to do the right thing. Because I think there were a lot of doubters out there, Mike.
Like, the only thing that you could have had for a benefit of the doubt for Ra-Ra Thomas' last go-around, because there's just too much smoke around the kid, was that the baby's mama is just using this as leverage on him and is trying to do a number on him. And that, but again, that's a thin excuse. You still got to put yourself in better situations and make better decisions. And again, the fact that, you know, we talked about this the other day, he's speeding on the same patch of highway just about half a mile from where the tragedy occurred, kind of shows that the message just isn't seeping through between his ears. So, as you said, don't wish him ill. You know, good luck wherever you land, man, but you've squandered a tremendous opportunity to get to the NFL through the University of Georgia.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Right time? Did they wait too long? Should they have done it earlier? We've been saying, and Mike and I have been saying this, at some point you have to set an example.
Yeah, I mean, this is one guy that it's funny. Look, as we said, Jimmy Johnson used to say, I treat the, you know, Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin a little bit different than I treat the 53rd guy on the roster with the Cowboys back in the day. That's just the way it is.
Yep.
But they do have the next man up. But this is a dude that you do have to replace, and they were expecting big things in that offense for Carson Beck to help him with.
All right, you can find us on social media. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. We'll talk more about Georgia, what Kirby had to say, and just heading into practices. Now, as we say, all this conversation about what they may be and how good they might be, we're about to find out here pretty quickly. But at least this situation is certainly not looming.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.